and pull back, rise above the cottage, and fly the eye across the night time. Miles away, pass invisibly across something that is itself invisible but which buzzes like a swarm of flies as it drags itself over the ground. Continue until you come to the big city, the high old tower, and the ancient magical university, and in the university, the library. And here is the section of the dangerous books, the ones that are kept chained in cages, snapping at you as you pass, or in vats of iced water, or clamped between lead plates. But here is a book, faintly glowing with thermic radiation under a glass dome. Young wizards are encouraged to read it. The title, Hivers, A Dissertation Upon a Device of Amazing Cunning, by Sensibility Bustle, D.M. Phil, B.L.L., Patricius Professor of Magic. Most of the handwritten book is about how to construct a powerful magical apparatus to capture a hiver. But on the very last page, Dr. Bustle writes, according to the ancient volume Res Centum et Una Quas Magus Facere Potest, 101 Things a Wizard Can Do, hivers are a type of demon, and Cuvée gives them a section under Wandering Spirits in Liber Imanus Monstrorum, the monster book of monsters. However, my own not inconsiderable research gives quite a difference. Story. Hivers were formed in the first seconds of creation. They are not alive, have no body, brain, or thought of their own, but have, as it were, the shape of life, tumbling gently through the endless night between worlds. According to Professor Poldred, they seem to take refuge in bodies that have power of some sort, great strength, great intellect, great prowess with magic. Poldred was a very inferior thinker compared to myself, but in this case he is right, because this morning at 2 o'clock I captured a hiver with my device, and now it is locked inside my head. I can sense its memories, the memories of every creature it has ever inhabited. Oh, lesser wizards warn us that a hiver distorts the mind of its host, curdling it and inevitably causing an early death through brain fever. I say poppycock! Because of my superior intellect, I control the hiver. It does not control me. It has not changed me in any way. At this point, the writing is smudgy, apparently because Bustle was beginning to dribble.
Oh, how they held me back over the years, those worms who call themselves my superiors. They laughed at me, but not now. Even so-called chums. Oh, yes. Creatures inhabited by a hiver become paranoid and insane, they said. Hivers cannot be controlled, they squeaked. Cowards! And as for those even now having the disrespect to hammer on my door because of what I did to the so-called Arch-Chancellor and the College Council, how dare they judge me? Like all insects, they have no concept of greatness. But I will show them what glories await. I enter my green yummy.
And there the writing ends.